Okay, as we close today, ponder this. What would you do with an extra second? Today, you get to decide because today is 1 second longer than usual. I'm serious. We've asked our environment editor and general science guy, Peter Thompson, to explain.
Okay, we all know how long a day is, right? One spin of the Earth, 24 hours, 1,440 minutes, 86,400 seconds, except today. Today is 86,400 seconds.
So it's a tiny bit longer?
Uh-huh. It has one extra second.
That's me trying to explain this weirdness to my daughter, Eleanor, out on our back porch. I wanted to talk to her about the leap second today because she's interested in stuff like this, but also for another reason.
It's my birthday.
Today, Eleanor turned 6. And just this year, she has one extra second to enjoy it.
Why is there an extra second?
When we talked about this last night, I didn't exactly know myself why there's an extra second. We were about to sit down and read what NASA had to say about it.
Okay. Earth's rotation is gradually slowing down a little bit, so leap seconds are a way to account for that.
Says, what does that mean?
What do you think
why
it means?
Why is it gradually slowing down?
What do you think? Do you have any idea about that?
Mm-mm.
I'm betting it has something to do with the tug of the sun and the moon.
What's the tug?
It's gravity.
So here's the basic deal. Ever so slowly, the Earth's rotation is slowing down. Days are getting longer. Eons ago, a day was 23 hours long. Way in the future, it'll be 25. That's mostly because of the sun and the moon. Their gravity basically works like a slow brake on the Earth's spin. Right now, in fact, an average day is 24 hours plus 2 milliseconds. Here's part of that NASA release I was reading to Eleanor again.
The difference of 2/1,000ths of a second hardly seems even noticeable. But if that small difference were repeated every day for an entire year, it would add up to almost 1 second.
So that's where the idea of the leap second comes in. The people who keep track of time came up with it to keep human time consistent with nature, just like people came up with the idea of adding a leap day to the calendar roughly every 4 years. They figured out long ago that the amount of time it takes the Earth to orbit the sun is actually slightly longer than the 365 days in a human year. If we didn't add that extra day every once in a while, our months would slowly get out of whack with the seasons. Same thing with days and that tiny little extra couple milliseconds. But here's the thing. The Earth isn't slowing down by a predictable amount. Things that happen right here on Earth can also affect the length of the day. Everything from atmospheric variations due to El Niño to changes in the Earth's inner core can affect the length of a day. So we don't add that leap second every year. Sometimes we have it, sometimes we don't, sometimes we have more than one. NASA says that today's leap second will only be the 4th to be added since the year 2000. Okay, got it? After half an hour or so of a meandering conversation with Eleanor, I wasn't sure that she had.
So do you basically understand that now?
Mm.
Why there is an extra second in your birthday?
She had to think about it for another minute.
Because the Earth doesn't spin exactly at one day.
Right.
Hmm.
Now, believe it or not, there's actually a controversy over this leap second thing. There are people who say we should dump the idea altogether. I didn't get into that with Eleanor. I won't get into it here either. In any case, there's no way anyone's going to take away Eleanor's extra second for her birthday because she's already got plans for it.
What do you want to do with that extra second?
Have an extra special dessert.
That you can eat in 1 second?
Well, okay, maybe. I mean, it is her birthday and all. And as it turns out, she might get to do it at exactly the right second because the real extra second, the one the global timekeepers are adding today, comes at midnight GMT, 8 p.m. here in Boston, right when she might be finishing up her birthday dinner. For The World, I'm Peter Thompson.